know what you're talking about. Who's he talking
to? Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his voice?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Talking is what we're talking about. Thanks for coming along on this Wednesday morning. Today I want to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is food. And someone has declared it National Taco Day. Now, as you know, these declarations are not done by act of Congress. I don't know who declared it National Taco Day, but we might as well have a National Taco Day as any other. Tacos are really popular. In fact, it turns out, according to a recent survey, 95% of Americans say they like tacos. Now, that is not exactly going out on a culinary limb. It's, let's face it, it's meat and a tortilla and some vegetables. Really not a risky combination, but that's what makes them so popular. It might make them the most unifying force in the entire country. This crosses race, gender, creed, color, philosophy, however you want to classify it, people still like tacos. We can come together over a plate of tacos, and it's got to be a plate. I do know people that were on diets and things would eat a single taco and call it an entree, and I always said, no, I don't think so. A taco is not like a big hearty sandwich. A taco is a taco. You need a bunch of them to make a meal, but they are delicious, and 76% of us say they eat tacos at least once every few weeks. Not surprising. Very handy, not difficult to make. Tacos. How are you going to go wrong? The most popular taco filling is carne asada. That generally means some kind of beef. It depends on where you go. Sometimes you get really nice sliced sirloin. In other places, yes, for carne asada, you get some kind of mystery meat. So just be careful where you order, not so much what you order. And, of course, a lot of people use hamburger. That's fine, too. That is beef, just in case you were wondering. The other five most popular choices are barbacoa, chicken, pork, chorizo, pork sausage, and veggies. What does this mean? It means that just about anything you want to put in a tortilla is okay. So just put it in there, call it a taco, and off to the races. I am surprised, as much as you hear about fish tacos, that nobody mentioned fish. But guess what? You can make tacos out of fish, too. So just, again, pretty much anything you want. Put it in the shell. That's what makes it a taco. Nothing wrong with that. Here's the one I have real issues with. Again, we're all talking about a recent survey here. 72% of people say they prefer tacos over burritos. And to this I say, what is wrong with you? A big, hearty burrito just brimming with stuff, you know, so much stuff that flour tortilla is just busting open when you try to bite into it. You do not care for a burrito? Please. You need more sauce. That's the problem. You're eating your burritos, but you're not using enough sauce on them. I think that's the problem. Tacos, in my mind, are not better than burritos, but tacos are fine. I like tacos just like 95% of the country. The question becomes, what is the deal with the 5% who do not like the tacos? As I say, it's some kind of meat or just veggies or fish or whatever you want in there in a shell. Put some sauce on it, put some toppings on it, put some pico de gallo, put some sour cream on it. You know, put anything you want on it. How can you not like this? Apparently, there are a few people that do not like the shell. That's the only explanation. You can get the shell so that it tastes like a Dorito, folks. I mean, I would ask the 5% to reconsider this because it just doesn't seem right that you don't like tacos. But if you don't, more for me. That's the way I like to look at it. That is Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday.